Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience and welcome to the Honghai conference call. The presenters for today's conference are board member candidates and CFO. During the presentation, the participants' line will be muted. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Alex Yang, IR Director. Mr. Yang, please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alex Yang, the IR Director of Honghai Precision. Before we start the presentation, I would like to remind you that please download the presentation file from our official website, www.foxconn.com, and you can find the hyperlink in the English version of IR Events and Investor Conference section. Now let's start with the presentation. On page two, please review the safe harbor notice. On page three, here is the agenda of today's call. Yang Wei Liu will directly address two most critical concerns of investors these days, the trade war issue and the successor issue. Then Jay Li will brief the idea of industrial artificial intelligence, and Mr. Liu will talk about the industry trend and close up with our commitment. And we will take the Q&A after that. On page four, let me quickly introduce all participating director candidates today. As you may know, Honghai has identified four business as our next focus: 5G, electric vehicle, IC design, and IAI. On page five, you can find all four speakers today match the expertise this business require. And that's exactly the reason they become the board director candidates. So let's hand over to Mr. Liu Yangwei for overall introduction.
Hello, everybody. This is Yang Wei Liu. I'm going to give you an overall introduction. I think the first thing that I want to introduce to you is to remind you about our company's vision and direction. Our company's vision has been, this way for many, many years. Okay, it includes the long-term stability, development, technology, and international. These five guidelines actually, direct the whole companies to where it stands today. And this is a very important vision, and especially, for this critical moment with the trade war. Next is about the direction. The directions, in Chinese, it will be much more easy for us to remember. But in English, it states like three different things. First is cloud, then mobile, and then IoT, big data, AI, networking, and the robotics. These three stands for the technology and the product direction of the company. And with this product and technologies, we will apply these technologies and the products to various industries or various applications. And I will introduce to you later about the direction of the industry that we will be focusing on. Next page, we'll be talking about today's global situation. I think all of you are very concerned about the growing uncertainty in the U.S.-China trade conflict. And with this conflict, I think a lot of market uncertainties also becoming a big concern. And for Foxconn, because of our insightful or forward-looking capabilities, and plus our agilities in terms of execution, and our global distribution with localized production, and we currently, the impact to us is pretty minimal. And first, I want to explain to you about what the forward-looking we mean. I'll give you a couple of examples. The number one example is the our shop acquisition in 2016. During that period, a lot of concern raised by the communities that how come Foxconn made such a, you know, apparently not good, you know, MMA decision. But 3 years after, it proves that you know, we're able to turn this shop around, turn this company around. And with not only that it's becoming a profitable company for us, also, you know, it gave us a very good credibility in Japan. With that, we got a lot of interest from the local Japanese companies who wants to work with us. Okay, that's the number one forward-looking case. The number two forward-looking case is the Wisconsin case. Currently, the Wisconsin case is still, you know, on plan, and we are moving it very aggressively, and we are targeting the first product mass production by the end of 2020. And it's still it's in our within our plan, especially, you know, during this trade conflict. And we think the Wisconsin move is, you know, very I would say forward-looking and very important in the coming years, especially, you know, when the U.S.-China trade conflict may end up to be one world, two systems. And with these two cases, that tells you Foxconn is able to look much further into the future. Okay. With that, we are able to, you know, have the insightful vision for our business future. The second is about agility. The agility, I think, for Foxconn, our speed of execution is very well known. The case that I would like to cite is the iPad case. When we decided to move the iPad production to Chengdu in the center of China, in the west part of China, it only took us about 90 days from scratch to the first production. So that's a, you know, one of the cases that tells you how fast we can move. The next one will be the global distribution, localized production. Let's move to the next page. Currently, we have about production facilities in about 16 countries. Through the years of effort, we built our facilities, production facilities, in these 16 countries, and also our R&D facilities in 4 different countries. With this global footprint of our production, I think, you know, we are the one of the most capable one to, you know, to face the challenge when the trade war goes sour. If it does happen, I think we have enough facility globally to meet our customers' needs. If the customers would like to have production in one of these 16 sites, we can move very, very quickly. So in order for the concerns of the trade war, I think with these three kind of three capabilities from Honghai, I think the impact for Honghai is quite minimal. And the result also showed In the last 5 months, from January to May, our revenue went up to about 5.9%. Okay, and from month to month in May, it went up to 10.69%. So that tells you the impact through our global, our three capabilities, that the impact is minimized. Next, I'm going to talk about the operation committee. I think everybody, talked about what the post-Terry Foxconn will look like. Okay, this is it. The operation committees with 9 members in the committees, with 4 from the board members and 5 from the executives of the Honghai Group, forms this operation committees in order to success the current Honghai Honghai business. And we think with this operation committees, we're able to smoothly run smoothly and more thoroughly for Honghai's future. And with this operation committee, we will run a weekly, regular weekly meetings to make decisions on the critical issues. And through the meetings, we're able to communicate and to exchange ideas about what we want to do in terms for the issues presented to the committee. And then we will make decisions based on the major votes, like over two-thirds. If it passed the two-thirds major votes, then we will present it to the board meetings and let board meetings let the board of directors in the board meetings to make the final decisions. And that will be how we are going to do our leadership succession after Terry going for his higher position, higher goal for his life. Okay, above is our my quick introduction about our countermeasures for those two concerns. Next, I'm going to pass the time to Mr. Li Jie to introduce to you about the industrial internet.
Hi, my name is Jay Li. Yeah, I will introduce the industrial internet strategy as well as our growth opportunities in the future. I think we look back what happened for the last 50 years after World War II. Most of companies have transitioned and developed through transform from different stage of the industrial challenges. Most challenges came from the quality, right, from Kaizen, from Japan, Deming, Takuchi, then later on during the 1990s, Six Sigma. But I think that those transformations mainly based on the experience improvements. So people retire, then experience gone. Now, 2010, Germany proposed the Industry 4.0, and U.S. proposed Industrial Internet. I think from now until 2020 beyond, we'll see more and more digitization, also digital transformation, as well as how we can use the data from our process, from our system, to improve, to create value for ourselves and for our customers. And I think the Honghai Foxconn has a 7 critical technology fit this category, right? We have a cloud, mobile, smart mobile system, IoT, and you have a big data, AI, and also the future network, next generation network, 5G, as well as robotics. So if you look at how different models work today in our industry, first model, people, the internet, a lot of internet companies say, oh, I have internet, I can enable
everything.
Internet plus finance, internet plus health, internet plus mobility, internet plus living, et cetera, et cetera. But when you start talking about internet plus manufacturing, that game is very different. Because in industry, especially manufacturing industry, we're talking about domain knowledge, know-how. So for industry, when we look at our problems, we normally identify those pain points. For example, pollution is our pain points. So we will use a sensor, use a network to monitor pollutions. Then remotely, I can see what's going on. Then we can solve problems very quickly. Right. Then third approach is a lot of startup companies. So I got AI, I have big data, I have a cloud, so I can enable everything as well. But in general, most companies, ABC, lack of one, D, I call domain knowledge. Now, without ABC plus domain knowledge, you cannot create evidence for the industry. So for Foxconn, it's a combination between the second model and the third model. Together, we will move that to a next generation of industrial internet. So obviously, we all look at our organization. The top challenge is quality and cost, efficiency, right? But obviously, if you look at the root cause, the source of account, the issues, they come from different type of equipment, different type of resources, as well as our human know-hows. So therefore, the data, the digitization process will create a future generation of the value. So we focus on those invisible data. You may ask me, what's the difference between visible data and invisible data? Let's look at camera. I can detect the problem. That's the visible data. What's invisible data? The relationship between the processes. Which machine, which step, which tooling create a problem? Oh, that is relationship. Those relationships is invisible. So if we can identify the invisible data, then we can further predict and prevent the problems, whether manufacturing or our customer services. So look at this. So we use called the fried egg model to represent our value transformation. The York in the middle is we're talking about our core manufacturing, our products we sell, as well as the process we develop. But the York white outside is about the value we create for ourselves by reducing the cost, by increasing efficiency, as well as we generate the value for our customers. So combine these two models will represent the new transformation for Foxconn. So we will continue to improve our manufacturing core competency. Meantime, we will develop technology to deliver higher value for the future customer using cloud, AI, 5G, and industrial internet. So if you look at it, why Foxconn? Many companies have done it before. We will not name this company, but if you look at why they fail, because those companies, they did not demonstrate their internal success first. So Foxconn, if you look around our global asset, we have 175,000 machine tools, 80,000 robots, and 1,800 SMT lines. 1,800 SMT lines represent about 14% of global capacity. So if you look at these resources, generate lots of data. Now, how do you collect this data? How do you know this data is useful and usable? That is a very critical system engineering. So by doing this, we generate a called edge computing and fog computing. Edge side, obviously, is one of the core strengths of a Foxconn and network technology and cloud technology. And fog AI is combined industrial AI and also the fog computing, so I can manage a fleet of manufacturing processes. So then we have a virtual machine in a cloud space. In this sector, I mean, we particularly create a new industry called industrial micro cloud. You may ask me, what's industrial micro cloud? We know public cloud, we know private cloud, but in Foxconn's view, micro cloud represents our domain know-how. For example, machine tool cloud, die mold cloud, injection molding cloud, robot cloud, SMT cloud. So we will have 12 different types of cloud, micro cloud, basically dominant majority of our manufacturing industries. By doing that, we'll create an ecosystem for the future industry. Obviously, the results will be able to generate not just the internal quality, efficiency, as well as for the customer value. Now, last year, we start implementing industrial AI and big data. And this year, January 10th, we received the 219 World Economic Forum Davos, the Lighthouse Award. This year, only 7 sites were selected. Foxconn's only site, right, in Greater Asia area. I mean, the company-wise. So basically, this site, we have 8 different type of factory we call Lights Out Factory, and which we apply the industrial AI and industrial big data to increase the efficiency, reduce inventory, as well as a reduce those redundant labor tremendously. You may ask me, why lights out? Because normally we do the lights out not because we don't want people. No, we want to remove the worry from people. So we call lights out factory. It's about worry-free factory. That is probably most state-of-the-art in the whole industry around the world. So obviously, now, what are we trying to do? What can we bring the future transformation for entire Foxconn shareholders? Well, we have great visible asset, talents. Now, we're into the invisible things. Make them become visible. We use a experience and know-how, then we convert to data. Eventually, we apply our industrial AI as an enabling system to create more value internally, as well as to generate more value for our customers. And finally, we'll transfer from OEM or ODM into technology-led, right, eventually to drive the future of industrial internet. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Jay. This is Yang Liu again. Next, I'm going to introduce to you about the industry trends that we will be focusing on. The first one will be the digital transformation. I think all of you knows about digital transformation. As you can see that from SAP and Oxford Economics, it says 80% of the leading companies says digital transformation has increased profitability. So this is a very sure thing for the enterprises to take. And the technologies that it takes are AI, HPC, 5G, and smart networks. And these are the technologies that Foxconn has been building in the last many years. Okay. And also based upon the McKinsey's report, with their research and with the digital transformation that for an enterprise, the profitability can be can go up. We can produce 3.5 to 5% of the extra profitability. Now, if based on the Hong Hai's current revenue, which is about 170 billion, a 1% increase would mean 1.7 billion in additional profits, and that's quite significant. So for the digital transformation, it will contribute a lot to our bottom line, and which will be the focus for this coming years. Next, in order to for us to increase our top line, we will be focusing on these three different industries. The number one is Industrial 4.0, number two is smart transportation, number three is the medical and the health. Okay, based on the report that we got from the Japanese government, all the market size forecast, you know, if we put all these three three industries together, we're expecting over 5 trillion, okay, in 5 trillion market size potential, okay. So these are the three markets that we will be focusing in these coming years. And based on our previous business models. We went from EMS, JDM to ODM, to JDM, ODM to IDM. Our next move will be targeting, you know, technology and product solution. Okay. So besides those three targeted the industry, we also want to enhance our business model to become a technology solution providers to those three industries. And on the next page, it shows that from 2017, we have demonstrated a number of our solutions in AK equipment, AK plus 5G, IC design, IIoT applications, and the AIoT devices. And here we show to you that on this year, if you're able to come to our demo site in our Taipei Tucheng office headquarters, you will see all these products or technologies being displayed in house. Okay, that includes, you know, AK equipments. We have displays larger, large size display like 120-inch, and the video cameras is able to catch, you know, 120 frames for AK commercial cameras. And on the AK plus 5G, we have a servers that that with 2 gigabits per second tensor operations. And also we have the AK related IP recording decoding technologies and several others. I'm not going to talk about all this in details. Please, you know, take a look at the presentation that you will see the details of all the technology that we have done in the past 2 years. And next, I'm going to talk about our commitment to the society as a global citizens on the environment and protection, and also on the energy management. And last year, we are recognized by our customers, our biggest customers, as clean energy suppliers. Okay. And this is quite encouraging for us. Out of 877 suppliers to our customers, we out of 40 were elected as a clean energy supplier. We are one of them. That tells you, you know, our efforts. And next is on the transparency. And this is quite, I think, quite unfamiliar to all of you. Just like today's meeting, I think with this audio web conferences, this tells you our effort on transparency. We will hold a semi-annual investor conference regularly, okay, starting from now. And the CEO will host the meeting, okay, so that you are able to, you know, to communicate with him directly through the investor conference. And we also are going to enhance our IR systems. We dedicated Alex Yang to be the leader for this effort. He will be the main focus person for all of you. You know, if you have any IR-related issues or suggestions, you can go to him directly. Or if you have immediate communications that you are not able to reach Alex, you can always send email to ir@foscon.com. We will respond it immediately. And we think, you know, Foscon is a worldwide, you know, has the biggest or largest worldwide cross-industry experience. We have our team that is able to, you know, run the business for many, many years with the scale over 5 trillion, or NT 5 trillion. This is a one of a kind, second to none operation teams that with many years experience that you can count on. And next is the cutting edge core technologies that Foxconn has developed in the last, you know, last 10 years. Our vertical integration capabilities has shown in many different fronts to help our customers. With the vertical integration capabilities, we are able to shorten the development time for our customers and solve the problems much faster and also provide cost competitive solutions. And last but not least, that to create the shareholders' value is always our guiding principle. We will work towards that as our main goals to, you know, create values for our shareholders like you. And we will have our dividend payout at least 40%. Or better, okay, for our shareholders, and I think with all these three traits, three unique points, Foxconn surely will be your best choice. Thank you. Okay.
Operator, now we take questions.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants with question to pose, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you will be placed in the queue. To cancel the queue, please press 02. Thank you. And our first question is coming from Gokul Hariharan from JP Morgan. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, first of all, for the refreshing change, as well as a lot of the details in the presentation. I had a couple of questions. First of all, could we talk a little bit about how we think about profitability as we transform into this new business model? I think Honhai Group, especially Honhai Precision, we had pretty strong profitability trend under 2016. Last couple of years have been a little bit more challenging. Could we get some context in terms of what happened during the last couple of years that we had some challenges on profitability, and how do we think about the profitability trend from here on as we embark on this transformation? Amidst a lot of the challenges that we are facing in terms of the macroeconomic situation as well. And I also had one more question on use of cash. Thanks.
Hi, this is David Huang, CFO of Honhai. I think to answer your question, just as Mr. Liu mentioned, in the future we are engaged so-called the digital transformation, a digital transform model. Okay, by doing that, I think we can improve our internal efficiency a lot. Secondly, also we will increase our value. So by doing so, I think we can improve a lot in terms of the cost control or expense control and come out with the better profit margin. I think we have the confidence to improve or to stabilize the trend of the margin.
Next is
Cash.
Okay.
If I may add a little bit.
Sorry.
Yeah, if I may add a little bit, I think just wanted to understand what is the kind of, how does the operating committee and the board think about use of cash, as well as maybe for some of the newer projects that you embark upon, what are the kind of return metrics or financial metrics? How could we understand how does the operating committee and the board evaluate these projects from a financial perspective and a return perspective, just to get some understanding for investors and others?
Talking about the use of cash, we mentioned in the previous conference. First of all, I think traditional manufacturing capex, roughly somewhere around
$1 billion
to $2.5 billion. Okay, and. But in the future, I think we don't have this kind of investment too much because we are more focusing on, just mentioned, the digitalization transforming, which means we will invest more in our technology and our core competence. Also, maybe in the timing is good, we will engage so-called strategic investment. Also, maybe we'll engage the M&A case to improve our total core competence capability. But I think all these kind of investments should be passed through the, just mentioned, the operating committee and finally be approved by BOM. That's my answer.
M-A-A.
Okay, thank you.
We are now in question and answer session. If you would like to ask the question, please press 01 on your keypad. Thank you. And the next question is coming from Hanashi Smith from Hermesio. Go ahead, please.
Hi there. Thank you. Thanks for the presentation. Could you just talk to us a little bit more about your intention for the role of chair and chief executive officer? Will they continue to be separated when Terry steps down as chair?
Okay, this is Yang Liu. I'm answering this question for you. Terry Guo will still be the shareholder of Foxconn, and he will still hold a board of directors seat, but he is not in the operation committee. So he will not participate in the discussion of the projects. Okay. And but he is still in the board of directors, still holding one seat. So when the operation committee made a proposal to the board of directors to get approval, he has one vote. But because we have four votes in the operation committee already, so we think, you know, once the operation committee decided on certain decisions, presented to the board, and the board will pass, and that's how we look at his role in the future.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So does that mean that you plan to have a separate chair and a separate CEO role?
We will have separate chair and a separate operation committee, but not separate CEO.
Thank you.
And next we'll have Ronnie Lim of Rebecca for questions. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to follow up the earlier question, the first question, on the operating committee. What really, how does the committee evaluate capital expenditure, investment, M&A? Do you have some sort of IRR threshold or some financial threshold? What I'd like to know is, you, as well as your business strategy, which you spent time explaining today, what is your financial strategy and how you intend to create economic value? Thank you.
And this is Yang Liu again. In terms of the operating committees, how it decides on the investment or M&A or spending of the cash, I think the first thing that operation committee will do, it will decide on the strategy, the investment strategies for Honghai. So once the strategy is decided, and then we will base on the strategy to evaluate all these investment cases, okay, and we will soon to have this investment strategy discussed, okay.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, please press 01 on your keypad if you would like to ask the question. Thank you. We are now in question and answer session. Please press 01 on your keypad if you would like to ask the question. Thank you. And the next question is coming from Gokul Hariharan of JP Morgan. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again. I had one question to Mr. Liu Yongwei. Could we talk a little bit about Foxconn's strategy in the semiconductor space and IC area? What exactly are the kind of investments as well as plans, and how does this tie in with the broader goal of the group in terms of transitioning to a technology provider? And the last question is, what do these ambitions in semiconductor area encompass? Do they only stop at chip design? Are they also including potentially chip manufacturing as well, which is usually seen as a more expensive kind of part of the food chain? Just wanted to understand what are the aims in the semiconductor space.
Okay, this is Yang Liu again. Okay. In terms of the semiconductor strategy, I would like to say a couple points. Number one is that the reason why we are doing ICs is because we want to enable our key technologies for our new products. And without the new, without the IC capabilities, even though we want to enter into a new application or new product, we may be limited, such as 8K and the 5G. Also, for edge computing in the industrial internet. So that was the main purpose. You know, the main purpose is the enabler for our new applications. And in terms of our, the second point is we are not going to do any or participate in any heavy capital intensive operations. By that, it means that we are not going to involved in the fab business. What we will do is mainly focusing on the design part, the design of IC or the IC process. Okay. So, you know, we heard a lot of, news from the from some reporters about Foxconn's investment into the new fab in China. In fact, that is not true. If you look at our capital in, capital expenditures in the last year, you don't see such a huge capital expenditures. That tells you, you know, our strategy is not to be involved in this capital-intensive type of business. And I often tell my people that you know, to do the semiconductor or IC related business, we're not going to use the way that people used to do in 20 or 30 years ago. We're going to do a new way. Okay, by that it means light capital, more on the design. Type of investment.
Okay, thank you very much.
Please press 01 if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. And the next question is coming from Sharon Shi of Morgan Stanley. Go ahead, please.
Hi, management team. Thank you for taking my question. At the product demo at the headquarters today, we actually see quite a few new development for 5G plus 8K products, especially versus 2 years ago. So that's a good progress for the new product development. But could you please share with us the potential contribution to our business maybe in 3 years or 5 years for, time frame? How much new contribution will come in from all this new product development? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. This is Fang Ming speaking. For the 5G, thank you for the recognition about our delivery from the concept. Now we are pretty much also deliver the intellectual property, the patent, participate the 3GPP standard organization. And also we come to the full complete solution from the virtual EPC, virtual GC, and also MEC up to BBU and RU. So for the potential, for all the market analysis, definitely I think 19 is the testing year. That's the experimental side for most of the major tier one carriers. Okay, so for us, we already be engaged during the Yang's presentation. Our business model definitely from original EMS, ODM type of business. Now our investment also moving forward to we call the IDM. That means we are not just only supporting the tier one OEM equipment providers, but also we are also engaged with some of the vertical application and also the carriers customers. Not just only that, that's pretty much you mentioned about 5G, the upfront, that's a radio portion. But behind, still need to have the very high-speed optical network. So also we are emphasized on the O-Net. That's mean emphasized on the open source, working together with the global standard. That's the O-Net. Then we are, our SDN and NFV product related to edge and also ASS network, we already be in the field trial, okay? So for the size-wise, sorry, at this moment, probably we have no prediction about the dollars, but 19, majority of these products, we start to begin to deliver. That's the year we already be delivered into the field. Okay, so that's the one. We are participating today's some of the testing network, and also for the SDN NFV, also we have the testing try orders is all already delivered. So that's the scenario. Then looking forward, definitely, I think for the 2020, 2021, and 2022, we fear this will be the high growth for the overall that network infrastructure development. Thank you.
Thank you. So we are looking forward to more contribution from all this. Thank you very much.
If you would like to ask the question, please press 01 on your keypad. Thank you. And the next one is from Nikki Chief of Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for the conference call and presentation today. As a long-term Honghai shareholder, we wonder if the new management team has gotten any incentives on the Honghai shares, so on the group shares. And what are your KPIs to achieve in order to get share rewards or your bonuses or incentives, please? Thank you.
I think about talking about the internal motivation program. For a long time, we have a very successful so-called reward system. I think Honghai can go through for the past 45 years and become number one enterprises of Taiwan. I think the reward system is very important. We have a very, you know, famous bonus share system in Honghai. And in the past, our chairman, Terry Guo, is very, you know, very creative to commit, okay? Each profit center can share the 20% to... No.
All guidelines is 6 to 8.
Huh?
All guidelines, company guidelines is 6 to 8% to share. 6 to 8.
In a company, the we can share the 6 to 8% to the employees. Okay, so by doing so, I think it can motivate a lot of our very good talents to work hard and work smart to the company.
Okay, this is Fang Ming speaking. Pretty much representing the BG, the executive team. Foxconn's KPI is pretty rigid, okay? You deliver the number, then you share the result, okay? So that's on our company policy, pretty much is by law, that's a 6 to 8% will be reward to the good performers. If the organization deliver the good performance, they will be share the result. Like MBO type of the rewarding system. But if the organization cannot deliver the numbers, then sorry, that's probably, I think, without any of this kind of performance reward. So that's my personal experience in the past 19 years. That's the system is practiced in the whole organization, not just only the BG, also the organization, that's a supporting organization, like a finance, like IT, like a testing group, that's pretty much share the same policy, share the same performance evaluation system.
It's a kind of partnership organization, although we don't really partnership organization, but this kind of spirit is also installed in Honghai Internet very, you know, very many years ago, yeah.
Sorry, 6 to 8% of what profit?
Yeah, the profit.
Net profit.
Legally, in terms of profit, six to eight percent of profit.
Net
profit. Okay.
Right, and isn't that the issue with Honghai's share price? Is that it's also quite well known in the stock market that people like to buy the spin-off from Honghai and not the Honghai group share price. And that's also why Honghai is trading at a very high discount versus if you look at some of the parts of its businesses, right? So how do you lift the Honghai group share price? Are you incentivized of the Honghai group share price performance, not only incentivized to your each individual business unit?
Okay.
就是说跟公 I think we will review this kind of issue in the operating committee, okay? Especially on the management levels incentive to link with the share price. I think it's kind of known in the most of IPO companies.
Thank you very much. If you could consider that, because we are holding Honghai shares because we think it is highly undervalued, trading at very depressed valuations. And it doesn't deserve to be traded at that level. And so as a new management team, I hope that you would consider how to lift the Honghai group share price instead of giving incentives on the small subsidiaries. After all, the bigger company is the most important in terms of strategic development for the group. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think to improve the share price, I think the most important thing for the new management team is how to improve our profit margin. I think we have a confidence in the future, okay? If the internal environment pressure is gone, I think based on our internal effort, I think we can improve that.
Please press 01 if you would like to ask the question. Thank you.
Okay, looks like we don't have no more questions. This is Yang Liu again. Thank you all for attending this conference. And it is our goal to become more and more transparent. So I look forward to seeing you in our next conference. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. And thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect. Goodbye.